So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed a get that was written on something growing in an otzitz nakov, a flower pot with a hole in it. The Gemara now goes on to discuss other halachas that pertain to an otzitz nakov. Otzitz shel echad v'zroim shel achar, machor bal otzitz labal zroim, kivin shemashach kama. If one person owns a flower pot and the second person owns the plantings in it, if the owner of the otzitz sells it to the owner of the zroim, the Baal Zroim can acquire the Atzitz through Kinyan Meshicha, pulling it, because the Atzitz is considered Metatlin, a movable object, for which Meshicha is Kaina. However, Machor Baal Zroim LeBaal Atzitz, Loikana Atche Yafzik B'Zroim. If the Baal Zroim sells his plantings to the Baal Atzitz is not Kaina V'Zroim through Meshicha, but through Kinyan Chazaka, making an improvement to the Zroim, or with one of the other two Kinyanim, because the Zroim are considered Karka, real property, for which the Kinyan is Bekesev, Bishtaru, Bechazaka, with money, a document, or Chazaka, but Meshicha is not Kaina. Atzitz Bezroim Shel Echad, Umacharon La'achar. If one person owns both the Atzitz and the Zroim, and he sells them both to another person, Hichzik Bezroim Kana Atzitz. If the Lekech makes a Chazaka in the Zroim, he acquires both the Zroim and even the Atzitz because of Kinyan Agav. When one makes a Kinyan in Karka, he acquires the Metatlan with it. However, hechzik ba'atzitz af atzitz leikana. If the lekech makes a chazaka in the atzitz, he does not acquire the zroim and not even the atzitz, because the atzitz is metatlin, for which chazaka is not kaina. The Gemara now discusses the machlekes regarding nikvu ba'aretz v'neifei b'chutz la'aretz. If the atzitz is situated on the border of Eretz Yisrael, and the hole over the ground is in Eretz Yisrael, while the actual plant is in chutz la'aretz, and the Gemara elaborates, bid de ashrish kula amaloi pligi. There is no machlekes where some of the roots of the plant came out through the hole and were rooted in the ground, that basa nakva as linen. We associate the plant with where it is mechubal karka, and therefore the produce is of Eretz Yisrael and chayav b'meiser. Ki peligi bedulei ashrush. The machlekes is only where the plant is not rooted in the ground. Abaye says, basa nikva as linen. And as Rashi explains, shemasham hu yoinik. We associate the plant with where it draws its nourishment, through the hole, and therefore the produce is chayav b'meiser. While Rava says, basa naifa as linen. We consider the location of the actual plant, and therefore the fruits are of chutz la'aretz and pater mimaisa. The Gemara cites a similar machlokes in the Braisa. Ilon miktasi ba'aretz miktasi b'chutz la'aretz tevel v'chulim moravin zebeze divrei Rebbe. If a tree is on the border, partially in Eretz Yisrael and partially chutz la'aretz, Rebbe says the fruits are associated with both locations, and therefore each fruit is a combination of both tevel and chulim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says, Hagadol b'chiyev chayev, hagadol b'potter potter. The fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael are completely tevel, and the fruits that grow in chutz la'aretz are completely chulin. And the Gemara concludes, there is no machlekes where miktas neifei ba'aretz u'miktas neifei b'chutz la'aretz. The shirashin roots are all in one location, and only the actual tree is split in two locations. That basar hashirashas linen, we associate the plant only with where it is rooted in the ground. The machlekes is only if miktsa shirashin ba'aretz or miktsa shirashin b'chutz la'aretz. The shirashin are also split in two locations, and the mafsig tsunma v'hadri arvi. The shirashin are divided by a stone, but then combined in one trunk. Rabbi holds tevel v'chul maravin zebezeb because avir mevalvel. The yinika of both shirashin combined in the trunk, therefore each fruit is associated with both locations. While Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds hagadol b'chiyev chayev, hagadol b'potter potter, because ha'iluchadekoi v'ha'iluchadekoi. The yinika of the shirashin does not combine, therefore each fruit is associated with the location of its shirish. The previous Mishnah taught, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiru Eimer, ein kaisvin loy ala niyar ha'machuk v'loy ala diftra, b'mnei shu yochol lihizdayif v'chacham machshirin. Rabbi Yehuda says that a get may not be written on paper that was previously erased, or on paper on which erasing is not discernible, because it can be forged. However, the Chacham hold that a get may be written on this type of paper. As the Gemara explains, the concern is for Dilma Hava Beitano Bezayafte. After the get is written, one may erase the entire get until the Chasimais rewrite the get and omit a stipulation that was in the original get. And the Ziyaf will not be discernible because, as Rashi explains, Edim Name Alamachik Chasumim, the area of the signatures was also previously erased. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiru holds in Kaisvin. There is a concern for Ziyaf because he concurs with Rabbi Meir, who says Eidei Chasim Makarti. A get is initiated only through the Eidim who signed the get, and there are no Eidim Maseiru to confirm the original tonight. There's no concern for Ziyaf, because the Chacham Ar Rebbe Lazar, who says, Eid Mesira Karti, a get is initiated through the Eidim who witness the actual Mesira, and therefore these Eidim Mesira will confirm the original Tanai. Now the Gemara discusses two machlekes in Rebbe Lazar's opinion. Rebbe Lazar says, Lo hichshir Rebbe Lazar, Ela l'alter, av makan adasar yamim loy. Even according to Rebbe Lazar, the get is kosher only if the woman brought this get to Bezin on the same day it was given to her, and the Eid Mesira recalled the original Tanai. However, the get is possible if the get was brought to Bezin sometime later, because Cheshin and Dilma have a Beitz Nav is a Yafte. The Eid Mesira may not recall the Tanai, and that there is a concern for Ziyaf. And Rabbi Yechon disagrees, and says, Afil Mekan Adasar Yamim. The get is kosher even if it was brought to Bezin 10 days later, because the Im Isa to have a Beitz Nav mitkatchiri. The Eid Mesira would recall even after 10 days if there was a Tanai in the get, therefore there's no concern for Ziyaf. Rebbe Lazar says, Lo hirshe Rebbe Lazar el begitin, av b'shar shtaris loy. According to Rebbe Lazar, in yar mochik is kosher only for get, because as Rashi explains, mevi lebezdin la'alta lahatira, v'shuv ein atzirich leget, yesh koy ledavar. The woman brings the get to Bezdin immediately to be permitted to remarry, and the Eid Mesira still recall the original tonight. Thereafter, she does not use the get anymore, because all know that Bezdin confirmed her get. However, a Niyar Mochik is a puzzle for other stars such as alone, because the Kaimel the Gevina. The Dilma Mapik Lo Lizma Meruba B'Yishkechu Eid Mesira Es Adavar. The star is meant to be used for collection at a later time, and by then the Eid Mesira may not recall the original details, and therefore there is a concern for Ziyaf. And the Pasuk states, U'Nesatim Mikli Cheres L'Manyam B'Yomim Rabim. Yirmiyah HaNavi instructed them to preserve stars so that they last for a long time. And Rabbi Yechon disagrees, and says Afilu b'shtaris, a niyar mochik is kasher even for other shtaris, because as before, Rabbi Yochanan holds midkat kiri, they will remember. And as to the pasuk l'manyam b'yomim rabim, hasam etzat tevik kamashmalan, Yirmiyah merely provided them with good advice, but there is no obligation to write shtaris to be long-lasting.